But let's now review the tax relief rules for these registered pension schemes. Now, the amount of tax relief, that's the amount of tax relief available for pension contributions, is the same regardless of whether the scheme is a company scheme, that's an occupational scheme, or a personal pension scheme. But the method of obtaining tax relief for the contributions is very different. By the way, once the funds are invested in the scheme, all registered pension schemes are governed by the same tax rules. So let's think about relief for contributions that are made by individuals. So this is an individual looking for tax relief on a pension contribution. So the question simply is, when do they get tax relief? Well, they're going to get tax relief if they're making payments into a registered scheme and that individual is resident in the UK and is aged under 75. Now, here's an important point. Regardless of the level of earnings, an individual may make pension contributions of any amount, into a pension scheme or a number of different pension schemes. But the key message is that tax relief is only available for a maximum annual amount each tax year. So you'll only get your tax relief up to that limit. And beyond that, you can make the contributions, but there's no tax relief. Now, the maximum annual gross contribution for which an individual can obtain tax relief is the higher of £3,600 a year, that's gross by the way, and 100% of the individual's relevant earnings that is chargeable to income tax in that tax year. So that's the higher of £3,600 and 100% of relevant earnings. Relevant earnings includes trading profits, employment income, even furnished holiday let, although of course we've spoken before about furnished holiday lets and the rules on those are changing in April 2010. But relevant earnings does not include investment income. It's important to note that the maximum limit applies to the total gross contributions made into all schemes where an employee contributes to both a company and a personal pension scheme, or where an individual contributes into more than one personal pension scheme. But just to underscore the point, an individual with no relevant earnings can still obtain tax relief on gross contributions up to £3,600 per annum. So that's rather useful, for example, for carers' pensions. Okay, having said, and I think it's worth underscoring, that there's no limit on the amount of contributions that can be made into a pension scheme by an individual, an employer, or indeed any other party. However, a tax charge is levied on the individual if the total of all the contributions on which relief has been obtained exceed an annual allowance. And in the current round of tax returns, that's 2008-09, the annual allowance is £235,000. So if you go above that and you've obtained relief on your contributions, the revenue claw it back with this tax charge. Now that's a 40% income tax charge, which is added to the individual's income tax liability in the computation, and it's paid through self-assessment. So how do I obtain tax relief? Well, the method, as we said, is different depending upon the type of pension scheme. If you are talking about contributions into a personal pension scheme made by an individual, then the method of obtaining tax relief is the same regardless of whether those contributions are made by an employee who's self-employed or an individual who's not working. And the relief is given as follows. For a basic rate taxpayer, tax relief at the basic rate is automatically obtained as payments are made into the pension fund and they're deemed to be net of 20% tax. And that extra 20%, of course, is made up by revenue and customs. So to get £100 into your pension pot, you pay £80. And the revenue's assumption is that that is paid out of post-tax income, and they'll pop the £20 tax back into your pot. That relief given at source, of course, is ignored in the income tax computation. If you're a higher rate taxpayer, 40% tax relief is given as follows. The first 20% at source, as we've just discussed, and then the additional 20%, of course, through the income tax computation. And that's obtained by extending the basic rate band by the gross payment, the gross amount of the payment, so that more income is taxed at 20% and correspondingly less at 40%.